2. Cold Heart. "They say the weather is going to change," John said, looking out of the window of the car as it moved slowly along the quiet road. Next to him, his wife, Jill, continued to drive in silence, and he knew she was still not happy. For a while, he said nothing and enjoyed looking at the snow-covered Lancashire countryside. They had left Manchester half an hour ago, and the grey of the city had slowly changed to white. "It's nearly March. They say this snow should be gone in a few days." That horrible silence again. "Jill?" She turned to look at him for a second, and he thought that his wife could sometimes look extremely terrifying. "Jill, I only said that maybe he's gone because she's always..." "Always what?" Jill snapped, and John knew this was a dangerous conversation. "You know, hard. She can be very hard." Jill shook her head. "She's my best friend, John." "Well, he's my best mate," John said defensively. "And the things he used to say about her..." "What?" "Well, she never let him go to the pub. She didn't like him playing football with us on Sunday mornings." "And you think that is a good reason to leave your wife and 2 children, do you?" A very dangerous conversation. They drove in silence for the next 5 miles, until they reached Rawtenstall, a quiet Lancashire town of grey terraced houses and forgotten cotton mills. Jill parked the car, and then turned to her husband. "I'm going to ask you one more time. Do you know where he is?" John shook his head. "I've told you 100 times. No." Jill looked at him carefully. "And he hasn't phoned you? Sent you any texts?" "No, I promise." Jill was dangerously silent for another moment. "And tell me the truth. Is there another woman?" The truth. What could he say to that? It was true that he had not seen Phil, that he had not received any calls from him. However, he could not tell her the truth about Phil in regards to other women. How could he? What could he say? That he was cheating on his wife? That he had at least 3 or 4 women that he was constantly texting or calling from his secret mobile? No, obviously, he could not say that. "I don't know. He's never said anything to me about another woman." For another moment, Jill said nothing. But then she shook her head. "Okay, but if he calls or texts you, I want to know."